This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Shotty scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning. Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning. And we've got lots to get to and got lots of good stuff to get to here. Panthers coming off that three-game homestand. It was a perfect homestand if you were out for any of the action over the course of the last week. You saw some entertaining hockey, no doubt about it. The Panthers playing some close games. Every game this year tends to feel that way, but the Panthers came away with three victories on that three-game homestand. They have themselves positioned atop the Eastern Conference, atop the Atlantic Division, vying for the top spot in the National Hockey League. Would be great to finish with the best record as possible, and the Panthers right now putting themselves in the best spot they can. They are going on this road trip today, kicking off a three-game road trip against the Detroit Red Wings this afternoon. It's going to be a 3 o'clock face-off, 2:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Let's get into telling you how you can find today's game, especially because it's coming up pretty quickly. It's going to be a 3 o'clock start. Then we'll get into what we've got coming up for you over the course of the next hour. But the Panthers will visit the Red Wings. Red Wings, one of the hottest teams in the league. They saw a six-game win streak snap last time out. They fell to the New York Islanders. But 3 o'clock today, we're dropping the puck from Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. 2:30, we're on the air with Panthers Preview. Now, some programming notes for you. We're going to be on AM 790 WAXY. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, we're going to be on Real Radio 92.1. If you're listening in the Palm Beaches, as always, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast. You can always find us on the Panthers app. If you don't have the Panthers app, first of all, what are you waiting for? Second of all, there's a little button that says radio in the top right corner. You'll always get our broadcast. Whatever station we're on, you will get us right there on the Panthers app. So all the more reason to get the Panthers app, the NHL app. You can always listen there. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, channel 932 on your SiriusXM app is always the Panthers. Every Major League sports team has one dedicated station on the SiriusXM app. Always going to be our games on channel 932. So if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, may not even realize it. You have access to that app, and you can get us on channel 932. So lots of different ways to consume Panthers hockey. Consume it in mass quantities these days. It's good for you, folks. So the Panthers and the Red Wings today, 3 o'clock, kicking off this road trip. 2:30, we're on the air with Panthers Preview. The road trip will continue on Monday when the Panthers head to Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Rangers. Again, a 7 o'clock face-off Monday. And then the Panthers see the New Jersey Devils to round out this road trip Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at Prudential Center. So you won't want to miss any of the action. Three big games in a four-day span for the Panthers. And interesting the way it lays out as well. The Panthers, today they're taking on Detroit. Now the Red Wings, kind of an upstart team. They've been through a rebuild. They've been out of the playoffs since 2016, and now they're back into the mix, and they want to show that they belong. And they've been one of the hottest teams in the league here since the turn of the new year. So a big test in that regard for the Panthers. And then on Monday night, they're going to see a New York Rangers team that, well, they're a contender. They're one of the top dogs, not only in the Eastern Conference, but the National Hockey League. And then on Tuesday night, they're going to see a team that believes it's a playoff team, but a team that has some work to do and is probably going to be the most desperate team the Panthers are going to see on this road trip when they head to Newark to take on the New Jersey Devils on Tuesday. So the Panthers are going to see three different big tests, three teams coming at it from different angles. The Panthers, of course, a contender, no question about that. The Panthers will be back home, by the way. If you want to come out to the action at Amerant Bank Arena, we will be back home on Thursday at 7 o'clock against the Philadelphia Flyers. So you don't want to miss any of the action. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your Panthers tickets. Well, that's what is coming up for the Panthers. What's coming up for us here on Panthers Insider? We're going to recap the week that was, look back at the three games the Panthers won on home ice, that three-game homestand. Panthers took 2 points each night. We'll get to the highlights. We'll get to some reaction from the dramatic shootout win the Panthers had just the other night to round out the road trip. They topped the Montreal Canadiens 4-3 in a shootout, so we'll have some post-game reaction from that one. Coming up next segment, my friend and yours from Valley Sports Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller is going to stop by. We'll preview the action. We'll talk all things National Hockey League and look at the matchup today against Detroit. Randy's going to stop by. We'll take a look around the rest of the league, tell you how the standings are shaping up. Lots to get to here in this edition of Panthers Insider. And like I said, it's going to be a quick turnaround. Panthers Insider is going to be off the air, and then we're going to go and have a quick bite to eat, get ready to play some hockey this afternoon. Panthers will take on the Red Wings at 3 o'clock. So that's what's coming up over the course of the hour here on Panthers Insider. Folks, a reminder, you can celebrate 30 years of Panthers hockey with $30 tickets. Get your specially priced tickets to select games the rest of the season. Go to floridapanthers.com and secure your seats today while supplies last. And calling all college students, score your Panthers student rush tickets. Students, come party with your Panthers and enjoy student exclusive pricing for select games. Go to floridapanthers.com/rush for game dates and more information. So again, lots of different ways to check out the Panthers. floridapanthers.com has all the information on that, and you can get your tickets at SeatGeek.com as well. Well, without further ado, let's dive into the action from the week that was. Since the last time we talked to you here on Panthers Insider, the Panthers kicked off a homestand. 1 week ago, took on the Washington Capitals on home ice. It was a tight one. The Panthers came out on top. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Mikla, who hops in the rush, far side. It's nudged down to our right five for Higgy. The end towards Lindgren, laid it back to that far corner. A battle over on the far side. It's pushed around here to the near board. Montour out to the line. Kulikov, a drive tipped in. They score! And the Panthers get the first one here. 15:57 left in the second. Nick Cousins got a stick on that Kulikov point shot. He redirects it home, and the Panthers are on the board. Out of the trapezoid, looks off to the near wing. Verhaeghe up top, it's Montour. Verhaeghe, some room, walks in. Shot, he scores! A power play goal! And Carter Verhaeghe ties the game at two with 3.5 minutes to play in regulation time. Here's Milano. Milano caught up to by an aggressive Forsling, who was able to play it back out front. For a moment, Bennett took it back down the Panthers and on man rush. Here's Bennett into the offensive end. Bennett across, Forsling shot. He scores! Gus Forsling, the overtime winner! And the Panthers take it 3-2 the final!
Panthers do it again!
Before a crowd of 19,887 at Amerant Bank Arena. That was 1 week ago, the Panthers' home win over the Washington Capitals. 3-2 in overtime. Gus Forsling, the hero there, had that overtime winner. Nick Cousins, Alexander Barkov also scoring during that game. And, well, the Panthers keeping it rolling there. It was a good bounce back. They had lost to Carolina 1-0, that heartbreaker in Raleigh the game before that. So for the Panthers, it was a chance to get back on the winning side of things. They sweep the three-game season series against the Washington Capitals, who put up a heck of a fight. And I tell you what, that Washington team and the coaching job that Spencer Carberry's done, keeping that team in the mix, they've been pesky, and they are still right around that playoff mix. It was a valuable point for them, but it was a valuable 2 points for the Panthers and a big overtime win. And again, it was Gus Forsling picking up the overtime game winner. Was set up perfectly there by Sam Bennett. Really nice goal, and the Panthers got out of there with the 3-2 victory in the extra frame. So that was game one of the homestand. It was off to the second game of the homestand. Getting to be a theme with the tight ones here. That's just the way things tend to go this time of the year. It was Tuesday night before over 18,000 at Amerant Bank Arena. Once again, the Panthers would win a close one, this time over the Buffalo Sabres. Here are the highlights.
Puck collected, brought off to the near side by Montour, tossed along, it's Nick Cousins, back for Montour, back to Cousins, left side into the slot, left circle shot, and he scores, and it's Sam Bennett, he ties the game at one, with 7:06 to play, here in the first period, what a passing play up the ice that was. Puck to the near corner, it's Verhaeghe, he snaps it across, Kachuk, a shot, he scores, on the right circle. Again, right circle, Kachuk, Montour, one-time drive, he scores, a laser beam on the power play for Brandon Montour, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. Dave Ekblad will play it out to the line, kept in Tage Thompson, he'll play it down low, a chance in front, Tuck, and he was looking across for a pass, and that one went off to the far boards, middle. a two-second. Panthers keep the outside, and that's it for this one. And the Panthers take care of business and get the win tonight. 3-2 the final as they top the Buffalo Sabres here on home ice. And the Panthers have jumped for the moment back into the top spot in the Atlantic Division and the Eastern Conference. 3-2 the Panthers knock off the Sabres here this evening.
So the Panthers picking up that win over Buffalo back on Tuesday in the middle game of the three-game homestand. It was a close one. Brandon Montour led the way with 3 points for the Panthers. Matthew Tkachuk had a couple of points. He's been among the point leaders in the National Hockey League since the turn of the new year as well. And in mentioning Brandon Montour at the time we talked to you today, Montour, 4 multi-point games in his last 6, really heating up as far as the point production is concerned. Just one of the many success stories lately for this Panthers team. But at the end of it, the biggest thing, the Panthers get out of there with another victory, a 3-2 win that time in regulation over the Buffalo Sabres, another one-goal victory. But again, that's just the way things tend to go this time of the year. Things tighten up, doesn't matter who you're playing. That's a Buffalo team. They believe they're still in it, but there's still some work to be done if you're on the Buffalo side, and that's a team that needs to get on a hot streak and get on one really quickly. The Panthers that night complicating their cause as the Panthers picked up the 3-2 win. A second win in as many tries on the homestand. It was off to the finale of the three-game homestand. On Thursday night, the Panthers would take on another Atlantic Division opponent. It was another close game. Montreal, I tell you what, this team, they're making strides. The rebuild is showing that it's working in a lot of ways for them, and it's a team that, well, is going to make this Atlantic Division and the depth of it even stronger as time goes on. Montreal hung around in the game. The Panthers were able to come out with another 2 points, though, back on Thursday night. Here's how Thursday night sounded on the Panthers Radio Network.
And this one goes off for Hagan. The Panthers chance 2-on-1 coming back. It's a pass to Barkov near circle shot. He scores. He was set up perfectly by Sam Reinhart. Barkov scooted in to the left circle, and he's able to wrist it past Montembeau. The Panthers are on the board first with 12:59 to go here in the opening frame. Loose here on the near side. Barkov holds it out the line. Montour threads it back to Barkov into the right circle. Tkachuk back to Barkov, top right circle. Holds down low. Tkachuk in front of the net. Shot, they score! A power play goal for Sam Reinhart. And that's number 40 on the season for Reinhart. The Panthers take a 2-1 lead.
No one better in the NHL.
In goes Barkov now. Right side. I'll finish the thought in a moment up the right side. It's worked in. A shot, they score! And it's Sam Reinhart who cut in up the right side. Let it go out of the circle. And he beats Montembeau. Upstairs, Sam Reinhart, a shorthanded goal, and he ties this game at 3. Goal number 41 of the campaign for Sam Reinhart.
Sam, I can. Yes, you can.
And here's Anton Lundell for the Panthers. Maneuvers off to that far circle to the front of the net. Lundell.
Off
Deeks, back into the forehand. He scores. Anton Lundell. He ends it for the Panthers, and the Panthers take it in the shootout tonight. 4-3 the final score.
What a beauty by Lundell.
It was a heck of a move there from Anton Lundell to end things in the shootout in the Panthers' favor back on Thursday. A 4-3 win for the Panthers in that game. The Montreal Canadiens were the opponent. The Panthers picking up the 4-3 victory. That's 3 wins and 3 tries for the Panthers over Montreal this season. And as far as the big point producers in that one, Barkov, 3 points for him. Sam Reinhart, you heard it right there. Congratulations to him. Goal number 40 and 41 on the season. Another shorthanded goal. Sam Reinhart leads the Panthers in power play goals. He leads the Panthers in game winning goals. He leads the Panthers in shorthanded goals. That was his 5th shorthanded goal this season, and it proved to be just a huge goal because it forced the game into overtime ultimately and then into the shootout where Anton Lundell was the hero and helped the Panthers get the second point that night. And it was also a milestone night for Anthony Stolarz. Panthers goaltender played his 100th game in the National Hockey League and was outstanding once again. He's been really good when his number's been called this season when the Panthers have given Sergei Bobrovsky a night off, and Anthony Stolarz was great in that game the other night against Montreal once again. So a 4-3 win for the Panthers that time in the shootout. The Panthers have only gone to the shootout three times this season. They've won two of those, and it was, again, a third straight victory for the Panthers, who swept the three-game homestand. And now some post-game reaction from the victory on Thursday night. First, it was the shootout hero Anton Lundell. Here he is with some thoughts first just on getting that victory over the Canadiens.
It was a good hockey game today. They didn't give us anything easy. We knew it's not going to be easy, so we had to battle every shift and earn everything we got today.
And that was Anton Lundell. Here's Sam Reinhart of the Panthers again, up to 41 goals on the season. Here he is postgame on getting the win, but first on what it meant to get that 40 goal, hit that 40 goal mark.
It's nice. It's felt like a long time coming, so it's nice to get back on the score sheet. It's nice to get another win, especially with going on the road. We've got a couple big games coming up.
You know, it doesn't matter who you're up against this time of year. They're all tight games. Points are so important, whether you're 10 points in or 10 points out. So it's nice to be able to kind of grind through it, stick with it, and come out with some close contests.
So Sam Reinhart there again talking about just the way things feel this time of the year with the close games, getting everybody's best every single night. Here is Anthony Stolarz, a couple of quotes coming up from him, but here's Anthony Stolarz first on what it means to play 100 games in the National Hockey League.
It's exciting. Who would have thought, 25, 30 years ago that, you'd be here, but, I'm grateful for it, and at the same time, not taking it for granted, so, hopefully I can get another 100 in there.
So Anthony Stolarz there, Panthers goaltender, played really well back on Thursday night. Here's Anthony Stolarz again this time talking about what it means to get that win over the Canadiens.
Obviously exciting at this time of the year. You just want to get as many points as you can. They're a good team. They have a lot of skill, and they can play loose and kind of run and gun. So kudos to them for putting forth a good effort. But tonight I thought we did a really good job of just kind of settling down when they ever had chances in our zone. And obviously with this team you're never out of it. So my job is just kind of go out there and just worry about the next shot, and make it safe.
Anthony Stolarz of the Panthers right there post-game following the victory on Thursday night. We'll hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice in just a moment, but he said it, getting points this time of the year, that's the biggest thing. Doesn't matter how you get them, just get those points. Tied in points with Boston atop the Atlantic Division and atop the Eastern Conference, but the Panthers have played one less game than the Bruins have. So the Panthers right now, tell you what, it's not just in the Eastern Conference, in the National Hockey League, the Panthers have the highest point percentage, highest point total, tied with Boston, I should say. But the Panthers playing 700 hockey this season. They're the only team that can lay claim to that here on March 2nd as we all get up in the morning. The Panthers have the top win percentage in the National Hockey League. So this team is rolling along here, putting itself into a really good spot. And again, coming off that most recent win over Montreal. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on the win Thursday night.
Some unusual things happen. The first goal is a missed coverage, but you just don't see it, right? It doesn't happen very often. The face-off of 0.7. So I like the fact that even didn't think that affected our bench a whole heck of a lot. I thought they're kind of just grinding. The other team's quick and they got good sticks, and I think it's been it's been a bit of a challenge for them lately. So when they get the chance to get 2 points or get a win, they get fired up. Then you really, really don't want to take that team to overtime or the shootout, because they're really good in the 3-on-3 and the shootout part. So kind of like some of the chances we had. It was really good for Anthony to get the win, because it was a tough game for him. He'd go stretches where there weren't a lot of action, and then you got to be good. Their power play, they moved the puck very, very quickly and had some seam looks that they didn't get off. So happy for our goaltender. Glad. I mean, it's the stuff that the fans can't see or hear. It's the stuff on the bench. So I thought our bench was right, even though we weren't fabulous. But I want to be careful about how many times you kind of say that, because the other team is working real hard and they're trying and they haven't had a lot of good things happen for them. So sometimes it's a battle.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there, and it was a battle won by the Panthers and a big reason for it. Sam Reinhart, a couple of goals there. He had that one that ultimately forced the game into overtime, and the Panthers would win it in a shootout. But here's Paul Maurice, big picture, just talking about Sam Reinhart getting to that 40-goal mark.
He's back, kind of thing. So I thought there was that in the gap, there were chances that didn't quite go. And earlier, maybe last year, you'd start worrying about it. I wasn't even remotely worried about it. And then he looked like he was right back on it after it went in to get to 40. It's a huge milestone. It's incredibly difficult to it. And there are just very few men in the history of the game that get to the 40-goal mark. It's a huge accomplishment. So he's earned it. Good on him. He impacts everything that we do. He's also the right-handed face-off man in important times. Penalty killing. And for the longest stretch, quietly, they just didn't give up a goal in the penalty kill when he was on the ice. Very, very important all parts to our game.
Sam Reinhart just building on that monster season. That was Panthers head coach Paul Maurice talking about him hitting that milestone back on Thursday. And one last bite here from Paul Maurice talking about this road trip coming up, which, of course, starts today. The Panthers will see the Red Wings today, the Rangers on Monday, the Devils on Tuesday. All three are big tests. Three opponents who believe that they're playoff teams, as I mentioned. Two of them currently are in the playoff mix. One's trying to get back in. Today, the Panthers taking on a division foe, one of the hottest teams in the league, Detroit. Here's what Paul Maurice had to say just about this road trip coming up that starts today.
Think that we looked at this. I mean, it's the end of the month, obviously, but the heaviest push of our schedule this year starts now. Tomorrow we'll leave, and we've got a 4-game week. Unusual than a three. We've got 3-4-game weeks coming up in the next 5, and they're going to be heavy, and a bunch of them are divisional games. So we're healthy to start. Knock on wood, that's where you want to be going into this, because it's going to be a grinder.
So Paul Maurice right there, and just mentioning how busy things do get. He alluded to it in that soundbite there. But the Panthers, of course, in Detroit today, 3 o'clock. If you're going to tune in, mention all the places you can tune in on the radio side. We've got you covered on AM 790 WAXY, Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Of course, Real Radio 92.1 if you're tuned into the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast, the NHL app. The Panthers app makes it so easy. Hit that radio button top right corner. You'll get us there. But again, if you're around a television, ABC, national broadcast today, Panthers and the Red Wings from Detroit at 3 o'clock. So don't miss it. Lots of different ways to consume it. You can find us, again, right there on the Panthers app and across the Panthers radio network. Panthers in Madison Square Garden on Monday night will take on the New York Rangers, 7 o'clock. Tuesday night, Panthers will be in Newark to take on the New Jersey Devils. Then the Panthers are back home for a couple of games. Thursday at 7 against Philadelphia. And then a week from today at 4 o'clock against the Calgary Flames. You don't want to miss any of that. Go to Panthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And after this road trip, pretty home-heavy month for the Panthers between Thursday and the end of the month after the Panthers get back on home ice. The Panthers will play, it looks like, 6 home games to 4 road games after this trip for the rest of the month as far as that's concerned. So lots of chances to get out and see the Panthers take on teams like, I mentioned, the Flyers and the Flames, but Tampa Bay coming into Amerant Bank Arena this month, Nashville, Boston, the Islanders, and Detroit to round out the month on the 30th, another big game against the Red Wings. So again, lots of chances to see the Panthers on home ice in the month of March. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And it's going to be a race to the finish line now, just to put things in perspective. That was game number 60 for the Panthers last time out. So game number 61 today. When the Panthers get back from this road trip, they're going to be inside 20 games left in the regular season. This is where that marathon they tell you about back in the preseason and at the start of the season turns into a sprint to the finish, especially when you're a team like the Panthers that's put yourself into a great spot. You have a chance to take home the potentially top seed in the division and the conference. We'll see how things shake out as far as the race for the division title and that top spot spot in the Eastern Conference is concerned. Panthers app is the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today, floridapanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. And a reminder, folks, don't miss your chance to get the best priority on territory memberships for next season. Following a sellout of lower bowl and club level seating this season, prioritize your access to limited newly available seats by placing your territory deposit today. New membership seating begins on March 18th. Don't wait. Place your deposit now. 954-835-PUCK, the number to call, or go to FloridaPanthers.com. Well, that'll take us to the end of segment number one. Lots to get to here in this edition of Panthers Insider. Later on in the show, we will take a look through the standings. We'll take a look through a busy day in the National Hockey League, tell you how it impacts everything as far as the conference and division races are concerned. But coming up on the other side of the break, my friend and yours from Valley Sports, Florida, Red Deer Randy Moeller is going to stop by. We'll talk all things Panthers hockey. We'll talk about the perfect homestand. We'll talk about this road trip to today's game in Detroit. We'll get to all of it coming up on the other side of the break with Randy. Doug Plagans with you. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Randy Moeller stops by next. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans here with you talking Florida Panthers hockey as always on a Saturday morning. Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. An exciting guest coming your way here in just a moment. Folks, you can join Stanley and his mascot friends, Bernie, Billy, Swampy, Victor, and more for a special birthday pregame Meet the Mascots lunch. The Panthers are excited to celebrate Stanley's birthday as they host the Calgary Flames. That's going to be a week from today, Saturday, March 9th. This exclusive offer includes a Kids Day game ticket and access to the pregame mascot buffet lunch. Space is limited. Get your special ticket at FloridaPanthers.com. And you can celebrate 30 years of Panthers hockey with our Thursday Decades Nights. Thursday, March 7th is going to be 2000s night. That's Thursday night when the Panthers are back home against Philadelphia after this road trip. Score your special 30th anniversary game tickets today and collect all three limited edition decade night pucks. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/offers to get your ticket package today. Well, kind enough to stop by here on a Saturday morning and chat Panthers hockey with us from Valley Sports, Florida, where he's Panthers analyst. Red Deer Randy Moeller with us this morning. Randy, thanks for stopping by. And, of course, a big game coming up here this afternoon against Detroit. But I wanted to start by getting your thoughts on that recent homestand for the Panthers. They took all three games. All three games are close. That can be expected this time of the year. But for the Panthers to go home, take care of business there, just continue to show, I think, a lot about this team. This team's getting primed for what they hope is a deep run.
Yeah, they're just looking. Yeah, thanks, Doug, for having me on. The Panthers just looking to keep this momentum going, and I think just work on some of the detailed aspects of their game as we come down the stretch and solidify their position in the playoffs. I think they'd love to finish first in the division so they can get home ice in that first round, which is so important, I believe, especially in the divisional. The way the division goes, but whether they win the President's Trophy or not, I don't think that's number one on their list. They just want to get their game going, and as Paul Maurice, the head coach, talks about, that there's certain aspects of their game that they want to make sure that they're all tidied up. And this team really has shown this year, after the experience in the playoffs last year and the run to the finals, just how they have to play and the define the roles of individual players. But right now, the Panthers, there's so many aspects of their game that they're right on. And it takes a whole team effort and different details of the game. And you start with goaltending. Goaltending has been outstanding. I don't think there's another tandem in the NHL that has played better than Sergei Bobrovsky and Anthony Stolarz. They have really given the Panthers a backbone and with some of those, it seems like every game, big saves and that. Then you move on to special teams and matchups and board battles and face-off wins and that. Right now, the Panthers, and because that's the way the coaches break down how their team is playing, is there's certain aspects of the game. Okay, How we doing on breakouts? How we doing on our forecheck? How's our special teams? Are we getting the right save at the right time? Right now, the Panthers are rolling in all those different categories, and I don't think there's a hotter team right now, maybe, than the Detroit Red Wings, who they're going to play this afternoon. They have been on fire. They are scoring a lot of goals. They're scoring on the rush. This is going to be a very entertaining game. I think it's going to probably be high scoring. Panthers don't want to play that way, but I think there's going to be a lot of scoring chances in this game this afternoon.
Randy Muller here with us talking Panthers hockey, talking about this road trip. And Randy, in mentioning that, for the Panthers and the Red Wings, biggest Panthers-Red Wings game I feel like we've had in quite some time, considering where both of these teams are in the standings right now. But it's a Detroit team that's trying to show that it belongs. They've kind of been the upstart. I think going into this season, a lot of folks were looking for somebody from that that cluster of teams, whether it be Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa, maybe even Montreal. They were looking for somebody to make a leap out of that group and get into the playoff picture. Detroit's trying to show that they belong. From your perspective, interesting to see the Panthers now probably being viewed national TV game in Detroit, fan base here in Detroit reinvigorated after a number of years outside the playoffs. Doesn't it feel like this game today, it really seems like this is a big one as the calendar has turned into March for a number of different reasons?
Yeah, and it's a different situation than what the Panthers were in last year, Doug, at this time. Remember, they were scratching and clawing the best that they could to get up. You know, they were on the outside looking in for a playoff spot, a wild card spot. They're facing teams now that are desperate. And even though they played extremely well, and their record shows that since around the Christmas break, but they still haven't solidified a playoff position. So they're playing desperate teams, and that's been, I think, kind of the theme that Paul Maurice has talked about with his team. That's saying, hey, every game except for a small handful, we are going to be playing teams that are going to come out and play. It's their playoffs, and Detroit are in the playoffs right now in the sense that every game is so important, especially in the division, and it's how you mold your game and how you adjust your game. And that's what I think the coaches and the management, they're looking at. Okay, how are they handling this? It is going to be enemy territory when they go in this afternoon. Detroit, even though they dropped their last game, they had won a boatload of games before that. And with the offense and with this crowd, as the Detroit Red Wings fans have been starving for playoff hockey, they are so motivated and energized that Panthers will see what this veteran team that the Panthers have, how they handle that. It's going to be, you know, they have to get off to a great start, but it bodes well for a very highly entertaining game. And I can't stress enough that the Panthers, they got to be ready on the defensive side, because Detroit's one of the best offensive teams in the National Hockey League, and getting Patrick Kane, adding him and what he has done, not only on his line, but on the different element on the power play. That's where you have to be ready, and it's, you don't have to be intimidated by the opponent that you play, but you have to have respect and you have to make the adjustments. Okay, we're not playing the Montreal Canadiens or the Ottawa Senators or the Chicago Blackhawks. We're playing the Detroit Red Wings, and here's where they've improved, and that's where the game preparation or getting prepared for the game and then going out and executing.
Randy, Sam Reinhart last time out hit the 40-goal mark, added another, that big shorthanded goal that ultimately forced the game into overtime and then into the shootout, so up to 41 on the year. Mentioned it back in the first segment, but you know, a lot of folks might look at it. Sure, he's getting a lot going on the power play, but he leads the team in game-winning goals, leads the team in shorthanded goals, doing it in every situation for the Panthers, and we heard from Paul Maurice earlier in the program as well, talking about not only what he does offensively, but a lot of the little things, taking draws, playing on the defensive side, all situations. What's, you know, plain and simple, what's impressed you the most about what Sam Reinhart's been able to do this season? Again, doing all the little things, being involved in every situation, but also being such an offensive driver, and well, now with 41 goals and counting this season through 60 games.
Well, just what you mentioned, Doug, and what Paul Maurice has mentioned in his press conferences and that, it's we know that he's very talented. Reinhardt can shoot the puck. He puts himself in a good position. But it's the little things as well. And I think that just kind of amplifies what this team is all about. Before last game, Reinhardt had gone 7 games without a goal. Barkov had not scored in 7 games. But the team was still winning. I think that proves that they have the depth. And different players on different games step up. And you don't have to have Sam Reinhardt, who has had such a phenomenal year on the offensive side, to have to score every game. There's different players. The Panthers have so many weapons. When you talk about Bennett, Tkachuk, Verhaeghe, the list goes down and down. And then the secondary scoring as well. And then you add in Brandon Montour has really picked up his game on the offensive side. But Reinhardt, what he really dedicated himself in the offseason. This was going to be a big year for him. And he just didn't want to be a 20, 25 goal scorer in the league. He dedicated himself to get stronger in his lower body, to win those battles on the boards, not get pushed off the puck. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why. And he wants to be a superstar in this league. And now he's got his sights set on 50 goals. He's got 41 right now. He's a very motivated individual, the true professional, make sure that he's prepared every game. And that's been a real, real bright spot for the Florida Panthers. We all know that he's got the talent, but the overall game has really come out this year.
Randy Moeller here with us. A couple of quick ones here before we let you get going here, Randy, but I wanted to turn the clock back about a week. The Washington game, Gus Forsling had that overtime winner. And I wanted to get your sense as somebody who played defense in the National Hockey League, that play seemed like it was just emblematic of everything that Gus does, because at one end of the ice, Washington was trying to get into the offensive end. Gus killed the play, and then that allowed the Panthers to break it out quickly. And then there's Gus with that skating ability, put himself in the perfect spot to score the eventual overtime winner. Was there any better way to say, hey, here's Gus Forsling's game in about a 15-second nutshell? How impressive was that sequence, and did that just show everything he's about?
Well, it's funny how we all talk about the team and the individual players, and for so many years, Alexander Barkov was the undisputed, underrated player in the NHL, the best player in the NHL that a lot of teams outside of South Florida or maybe the Atlantic Division don't know about. But I think that title goes to Gustav Forsling now. We all know what he can do, and I've said it so many times that he's able to make the plays on the defensive side and the offensive side because of his skating ability and his strength and his durability. He just never misses games. He never gets hurt. He's always seems like his fitness in those third periods and late in third periods when you're either protecting a lead or you're trying to get a lead in a tie game and that is just so typical of Gustav Forsling and what he means to this hockey club all around. And you know that every other team in the NHL would love to have a player like that because of his versatility. And I think he thinks the game as well. He knows when to jump in. He knows he plays the clock. He plays the team game. He's a smart player. And the Panthers, they wouldn't be in this position at first overall in the NHL without the contributions of Gustav Forsling, who's second on the team in average time on ice per game.
Yeah, Panthers with the top record right now, and the only team playing 700 hockey in the National Hockey League. We can talk about those standings and the out-of-town score or out-of-town schedule and everything like that coming up next segment. Randy, last thing, if the Panthers are going to have success here in Detroit, what's the biggest key early on, especially in this game?
Oh, you know it's going to be pretty raunchous in that building. The Red Wing fans, they've been starved for success and a winning record in that. So the fans, the atmosphere in that building, the Little Caesars Arena, is going to be really something. And so that's a test for the Panthers. They have to be ready and get off to a great start, get a big save early on in the game. And, Sergei Bobrovsky's got a great record. And then try and play with the lead. And if they get the lead, then you can dictate the way the game should go, the puck possession and all the little details of the game. That's going to be the important thing. I think the first 10 minutes of this game will really set the stage and the script of how this game is going to play out.
Yeah, a chance for the Panthers, too, to just get this road trip off on a good note. Red Deer Randy Moeller from Bally Sports Florida. Randy, thanks as always for stopping by. Enjoy the game this afternoon. And again, thanks for taking some time out for the Panthers Insider Show today.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
That's Randy Moeller from Bally Sports Florida, kind enough to stop by here. Thanks very much, Randy, for his time. And, folks, we have one more segment to go here on Panthers Insider. Coming up next, quick whip around the NHL. We'll tell you about some of the big games on the slate today across the league, how they impact the standings. We've got one big one here in Detroit, Panthers and the Red Wings at 3 o'clock. And you can tune in across the Panthers Radio Network, AM 790. If you're driving around Miami-Dade and Broward counties, that's where we will have you covered at, as far as this afternoon's games concerned. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 2:30. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches. Real Radio 101.7 up the Treasure Coast. And, of course, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. The Panthers app takes all the guesswork out of it. Get that Panthers app, and you can hear us there each and every game. Folks, we're going to step aside. We'll come back, and we will, again, take you through the standings, take you through the rest of the slate across the National Hockey League today. We'll tell you what it all means, how some of these big games affect the standings. That's all coming up on the other side of the break, and then we will we'll step away. That'll be it for this edition. After the next segment, we'll have a quick regroup, and we'll be right back at it with Panthers hockey coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon, folks. Coming up next, a look around the rest of the National Hockey League here on Panthers Insider on the Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you on a Saturday morning, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey, and Marcos Gonzalez doing fine work on the other side of the glass. We will take a quick look around the rest of the National Hockey League here in just a moment, tell you what's coming up. We've got about 5 minutes to go here in this edition of Panthers Insider. Then we'll take a quick regroup, and we'll get ready for Panthers preview at 2:30 and the puck drop at 3 o'clock as the Panthers are in Detroit to take on the Red Wings coming up this afternoon, so you don't want to miss any of the action coming up today. It's the Luck of the Cats Celebrate Panthers Patty Fest presented by Jameson. Pre-game on Saturday, March 16th before the Panthers battle it out with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Purchase your limited ticket package today and enjoy light bites, Jameson cocktail samples, and a commemorative coin or pin. Get your Patty Fest tickets now, floridapanthers.com. Panthers will be in Detroit today, 3 o'clock at Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, Monday at 7, in Newark against the New Jersey Devils Tuesday at 7, back home Thursday at 7 against the Philadelphia Flyers. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. Get your tickets. Well, as far as the standings go, the Panthers, same point total as Boston. They both have 84 points, tied atop the entire National Hockey League. Panthers have played one less game than Boston. So the Panthers right now, by virtue of the tiebreaker there, have the top record in the National Hockey League. They're the only team playing 700 hockey this season, right behind them Boston with a 689 point percentage. The Rangers at 692. So again, it's going to be quite a race down the stretch for the top record. Panthers right now, though, have that overall top mark in the league, the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division, you name it. The Panthers have put themselves into a top spot. So looking across the rest of the National Hockey League, other action, 12:30 today Eastern time, it all kicks off, and it's a big one. The Winnipeg Jets, 37-16-5, head into Raleigh to take on the 36-18-6 Carolina Hurricanes. So that's a big game. A couple of heavyweights, one from each conference, head-to-head this afternoon, Winnipeg at Carolina. The Oilers will be in Seattle, 4 o'clock Eastern, to take on the Kraken. Colorado is in Nashville. Nashville's been one of the hot teams lately as they're trying to solidify a playoff position. 6 o'clock Eastern, that one will get going. Also at 6, a matchup in the Central Division. Two teams trying to get into that playoff mix. Two desperate teams head-to-head. St. Louis hosting Minnesota. Also at 7 o'clock Eastern time, it'll be Vegas visiting Buffalo. Ottawa in Philadelphia. 7 o'clock, Montreal at Tampa Bay. 7 o'clock, an Atlantic Division matchup. Of course, Montreal lost in a shootout to the Panthers in their last outing back on Thursday. The Rangers at the Leafs. That's another one that's going to have the attention of the hockey world at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Rangers at Toronto, two Eastern Conference playoff-bound teams. The Bruins paying a visit to a desperate New York Islanders team at 7:30 Eastern time. So Panthers Islanders fans, you'll be rooting on the New York Islanders. As strange as that sounds tonight, Panthers fans, you'll want to root for the New York Islanders against the Boston Bruins. 7:30 Eastern time start there. And then at 8 Eastern, San Jose at Dallas. At 8 Eastern, game on the schedule today, time-wise, of course, at 10 Eastern, it'll be Pittsburgh paying a visit to Calgary, two desperate teams, one from each conference there. So that's how the slate looks across the National Hockey League. As I mentioned, the Panthers going into today's action tied with Boston for the top point total in the NHL. A win today against Detroit would certainly be a big one for the Panthers as they kick off this road trip. And again, Boston is on the road against the New York Islanders, who are going to be desperate and in need of 2 points for that matchup tonight. So that's how things shape up across the rest of the National Hockey League. The Panthers will be paying a visit to Detroit again. 3 o'clock faceoff, 2:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We will have you covered this afternoon. So it's the Panthers and the Red Wings for the third of four total matchups this season. They'll see each other again coming up in the late stages of March. March 30th, they will meet for the fourth and final time in the regular season. So it's the Panthers and the Red Wings today. 3 o'clock, 2:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. That brings us to the end of this edition of Panthers Insider. Big thanks to Red Deer Randy Moeller for stopping by last segment. Thanks to all of you who tuned in here today. Debbie on board coming up this afternoon, 2:30 Eastern Panthers preview. 3 o'clock, we'll drop the puck in Detroit. Panthers and the Red Wings to kick off this 3-game and 4-day road trip for the Panthers. So, again, big thanks for tuning in here today. Big thanks, Marcos Gonzalez, on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagan. Thanks again for being on board with us here this morning. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's with you on a Saturday morning, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey, and Marcos Gonzalez doing fine work on the other side of the glass. We will take a quick look around the rest of the National Hockey League here in just a moment, tell you what's coming up. We've got about 5 minutes to go here in this edition of Panthers Insider. Then we'll take a quick regroup, and we'll get ready for Panthers preview at 2:30 and the puck drop at 3 o'clock as the Panthers are in Detroit to take on the Red Wings coming up this afternoon, so you don't want to miss any of the action coming up today. It's the Luck of the Cats Celebrate Panthers Patty Fest presented by Jameson. Pre-game on Saturday, March 16th, before the Panthers battle it out with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Purchase your limited ticket package today and enjoy Light Bites, Jameson cocktail samples, and a commemorative coin or pin. Get your Patty Fest tickets now, floridapanthers.com. Panthers will be in Detroit today, 3 o'clock, at Madison Square Garden against the Rangers, Monday at 7, in Newark against the New Jersey Devils, Tuesday at 7, back home Thursday at 7 against the Philadelphia Flyers. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. Get your tickets. Well, as far as the standings go, the Panthers, same point total as Boston. They both have 84 points, tied atop the entire National Hockey League. Panthers have played one less game than Boston. So the Panthers right now, by virtue of the tiebreaker there, have the top record in the National Hockey League. They're the only team playing 700 hockey this season, right behind them, Boston, with a 689 point percentage. The Rangers at 692. So again, it's going to be quite a race down the stretch for the top record. Panthers right now, though, have that overall top mark in the league, the Eastern Conference, the Atlantic Division, you name it. The Panthers have put themselves into a top spot. So looking across the rest of the National Hockey League, other action, 12:30 today Eastern time, it all kicks off, and it's a big one. The Winnipeg Jets, 37-16-5, head into Raleigh to take on the 36-18-6 Carolina Hurricanes. So that's a big game. A couple of heavyweights, one from each conference, head-to-head this afternoon, Winnipeg at Carolina. The Oilers will be in Seattle, 4 o'clock Eastern, to take on the Kraken. Colorado is in Nashville. Nashville's been one of the hot teams lately as they're trying to solidify a playoff position. 6 o'clock Eastern, that one will get going. Also at 6, a matchup in the Central Division. Two teams trying to get into that playoff mix. Two desperate teams head-to-head. St. Louis hosting Minnesota. Also at 7 o'clock Eastern time, it'll be Vegas visiting Buffalo. Ottawa in Philadelphia. 7 o'clock, Montreal at Tampa Bay. 7 o'clock, an Atlantic Division matchup. Of course, Montreal lost in a shootout to the Panthers in their last outing back on Thursday. Thursday, the Rangers at the Leafs. That's another one that's going to have the attention of the hockey world at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Rangers at Toronto, two Eastern Conference playoff-bound teams. The Bruins paying a visit to a desperate New York Islanders team at 7:30 Eastern time. So, Panthers fans, you'll be rooting on the New York Islanders. As strange as that sounds tonight, Panthers fans, you'll want to root for the New York Islanders against the Boston Bruins. 7:30 Eastern time start there. And then at 8 Eastern, San Jose at Dallas. At 8 Eastern, game on the schedule today, time-wise, of course. At 10 Eastern, it'll be Pittsburgh paying a visit to Calgary. Two desperate teams, one from each conference there. So that's how the slate looks across the National Hockey League. As I mentioned, the Panthers going into today's action tied with Boston for the top point total in the NHL. A win today against Detroit would certainly be a big one for the Panthers as they kick off this road trip. And again, Boston is on the road against the New York Islanders, who are going to be desperate and in need of 2 points for that matchup tonight. So that's how things shape up across the rest of the National Hockey League. The Panthers will be paying a visit to Detroit again. 3 o'clock faceoff, 2:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. We will have you covered this afternoon. So it's the Panthers and the Red Wings for the third of four total matchups this season. They'll see each other again coming up in the late stages of March. March 30th, they will meet for the fourth and final time in the regular season. So it's the Panthers and the Red Wings today. 3 o'clock, 2:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. That brings us to the end of this edition of Panthers Insider. Big thanks to Red Deer Randy Moeller for stopping by last segment. Thanks to all of you who tuned in here today. We'll be on board coming up this afternoon, 2:30 Eastern Panthers preview. 3 o'clock, we'll drop the puck in Detroit. Panthers and the Red Wings to kick off this 3-game and 4-day road trip for the Panthers. So, again, big thanks for tuning in here today. Big thanks, Marcos Gonzalez, on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagan. Thanks again for being on board with us here this morning. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.